And I'm going to read this one as well.
Staggering stuff.
You're up and about. This is why we reinstated you as a stallion today, right, Roach. I like this. Oh, there's AJ. Hello, AJ. I've got bad news for you, AJ, I think. I absolutely love seeing Louis Montgomery, Kai Burgoyne, Rome Burgoyne, and Gil Wakelin out training with Port Adelaide boys this week. Mm. Taste of the future and some father and sons for Port. Premiership sons.
Well, Laura Kane, who is the new head of football at the AFL, in the weeks before the draft, the national draft last year, which was the end of November, wrote to all the clubs saying, look, we need to review all the draft, and in particular father-son. So it seems now that review is complete, Kim, and they're telling the clubs, you've been getting father-sons too cheaply. It's gone from, you remember it used to be, you gave up a second or third round draft pick. You remember it was an automatic thing. Then it became a bidding process. So if it was...
Well, you matched the offer.
Kim Dillon, as say, Sid, you wanted to play for Adelaide because that's where your father is. Sydney comes in and calls your name and it's up to Adelaide to bid and give up those points because every draft pick has points.
Yep.
They're saying now it's got to be made more expensive for the clubs who are trying to keep their players.
So you still get first dibs, though.
Well, you get to bid. You're going to have to pay more. Yep. Now, if you have a look at all those father-sons at Port Adelaide, may pick up. I mean, they would need draft points until the next century if they make it more expensive. Yeah. Now, Tom Rockcliffe...
Yeah, if they will come up in the 1 year.
Yeah. Tom Rockcliffe is saying one game should qualify you for father-son. Just one game.
Really?
Yep. This is one of the great parts of the emotional, traditional, sentimental parts of Australian football.
Do you subscribe to that?
I haven't got a problem with it. In the sense, if your father played at a certain club and that's his locker...
We don't get a locker for one game, Rich. You get your name on it.
No, but if he sat at that locker for one game or 1,000 games, you should have the right to go there.
The room's probably been refurbished. But wouldn't be the same locker.
The biggest question, Kim, is what... Because we're talking about this compromised, manipulated draft every year. What's the right price? Now, we saw
what
an era...
prepared to pay?
We saw an era where Geelong loaded up. And good luck to them with Father Scarlett, et cetera, et cetera. They loaded up with father sons. Good luck to them.
I hope whatever the system they come up with, it doesn't make it beyond being able to keep these players.
Yes.
But if there's two or three in one crop, it'll be very difficult.
Like Porter looking at. And then, Adelaide's got the Welsh one to consider because how much are they going to have to pay if it becomes more expensive to keep? Because he'll definitely have clubs after him. So then they're going to have to bid hard. So if someone's got to sort this out, what is the fair price to pay for a father-son and what should be the qualification?
We're expecting something at the end of the year
I think we're expecting something in the next 2 months.
So they've done the old...
Put
the flag up and see what type of reaction they get. I like it, Rooch. Hopefully that answers your question, AJ.